Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. Today's show contains evil nostalgia. So to make sure the story is suitable for your listeners, if all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up The Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. Waves crash on the shore of a dark island. Wandering through the dense shrubs and underbrush, your foot kicks something made of steel. It's a train track. But why would a train track be on this small island? Wandering down the tracks, you hear the sound of a train rushing behind you. But wait, that's a train. But why does it have spider legs and sharp, gnashing teeth? Killian, what is this creature?
You will Thomas the Train.
Kind of. His name is Choo Choo Charles. Oh, do you know who that is?
Yeah. He's from a horror video game.
Pause.
Yeah.
Let's open up the cryptic catalog and find out more. So, Killian, as always, first things first. We have to thank our friends. We got two of them today, Wesley and Everly, to thank us for introducing us to Choo Choo Charles and Cursed Thomas. What do you say?
Thanks.
Especially because you seemed very excited about this one.
Yeah.
So, Killian, today we are going back to our catalog of creepypasta internet horror stories. But not one, but two train-related monsters. Killian, what other creepypastas have we covered in the past?
Slenderman.
Yep.
My mind just goes blank. Wait, Siren Head.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Backrooms. Oh yeah, Backrooms. Yeah, mine just went blank.
I know, that's okay. It's been a while. So, how much do you know about Choo Choo Charles? Go ahead. Now you can say what you know.
It's a horror video game, but okay. It started as a creepypasta.
Okay, so someone made a video game based off the creepypasta.
Yeah, like, they just went on the internet and, like, found...
Like how they made a video game out of Slender Man.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it was a computer game, but still, yes.
They also made a movie. It's not streaming. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, do you know anything about Cursed Thomas?
I thought they were the same. I just thought they had a different name.
Okay, well...
I call them the brothers from another mother.
Okay. All right, well, Killian, I hope you have your ticket because it's time to board the train.
I want to say something.
Go for it.
I thought you were heading in the direction. So there is a train.
Uh-huh.
So I read Cuphead recently.
Ah, yes. We've just recently gotten into Cuphead, yes.
And...
just the graphic novels.
Just the books. And it was about a giant train that took the dead to heaven or,
Well, if we remember correctly, in Hadestown, a train takes them to the underworld, remember?
Yeah.
So the train is a...
but like...
solid.
But one train
is
a bone train.
Ooh, a bone train.
And the other train has like wings. And the one with wings goes to heaven, and the one...
or whatever their version of heaven is. Or like their version of the afterlife is.
And then the bone one goes to hell.
Got it. Okay. So, Killian, Choo Choo Charles is a relatively new entry into the world of indie horror, but its origin is a perfect storm of modern internet culture, meme horror, and solo game development magic. So you're on the right track. On the right track. I didn't even mean to do that. Choo Choo Charles was created by Gavin Eisenbees.
Here, wait, can I see if I can try it?
Eisenbees.
Eisenbees.
Yeah. Sure. the developer behind the solo indie studio Two Star Games. He announced the project in late 2021 with a short trailer on YouTube and Twitter, and the internet immediately exploded with both terror and memes. The full game was released on December 9th, 2022 for PC. So, what is this game about? It's set on a mysterious island where you play a monster-hunting archivist, armed with an ungradable train. Your mission? Ride the rails, help townspeople, collect scraps, and eventually take down Charles. But Charles isn't just a creepy train. He is a spider-legged, sentient engine with jagged teeth, a clownish face, and a desire to chase you down and rip you apart. He patrols the island freely, and encounters with him are random, making the gameplay experience slightly different and, of course, terrifying. So let's talk about lore. The lore says that Charles is the result of a mining company meddling with the mysterious underground eggs. The miners, driven by greed, awaken something ancient and evil. A beast that fuses himself with a train and evolves into a monstrous, toothy, spider-legged predator. To defeat Charles, players must collect 3 eggs and summon him for a final battle. But messing with the eggs makes Charles angrier. So,
So screwing around with eggs is bad. Got it.
Well, as a parent, I can tell you most people do not enjoy when people mess with their children. So if the eggs belong to Charles, I understand.
Yeah.
So how has the world taken...
Well, it has to be like specific eggs or just not like...
No, not just like chicken eggs. Right.
I was like, those chickens
the
are...
The choo-choo eggs.
I was like, chickens are in big trouble.
So how has the world taken to choo-choo Charles? Well, after the trailer went absolutely viral, choo-choo Charles gained a lot of traction online. People were fascinated by how absurd the idea was and how well it worked. Streamers played it for jump scares, fans made memes and fan art, and others began writing fan fiction backstories. Some even saw it as a spiritual successor to the Cursed Thomas mod culture, where Thomas the Tank Engine was added to various horror games as an unintentional jump scare machine. So, let's jump the tracks from Choo Choo Charles and talk about Cursed Thomas. This seems very similar to your corrupted things that you look at.
Oh, yeah.
Killian likes to look up, they're called like corrupted, and they're like...
It could be corrupted.
Sorry.
I love this game called FNF, and it...
Friday Night Funkin'.
Yeah, that's just the...
It's basically Dance Dance Revolution with the computer keys.
And there's a mod,
mm-hmm.
and like...
I imagine some of our listeners know what you're talking about.
A shout out to Cartoon Network.
Sure.
But like...
Oh yeah, they do make mods of a bunch of Cartoon Network characters.
Like Adventure Time,
right.
Steven Universe.
Right. There's basic. Bluey ones.
There is a Bluey one.
But Bluey's not corrupted. It's just a Bluey level, right?
Yeah, there's just a Bluey mod.
Basically, the corrupted version of these characters...
are just glitched.
They look glitched, but they also sometimes look like... horrified. Like, they make them look like they were in a horror movie,
like,
essentially.
Goo drip them all over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nothing, like, too scary, but it's...
Yeah.
But he likes to look at those. So that's what it sounds like, this,
It's for all ages.
Curse.
It's for all
I
ages.
I would say... the game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the game is for all ages, I would say.
Yeah.
But I will warn parents, the music is... potentially annoying to some people.
Oh, come on, just...
It itches my brain not in a good way. I don't know why. But it itches your brain in the best way. You love it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. We don't have to like the same things. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, to me, my first impressions, I haven't read any further, but my first impressions is that Cursed Thomas sounds a lot like Corrupted. Was it Pibby Corrupted?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So, Killian. Oh, my God. The next question is literally, what is a video game mod? But you just kind of explained that.
Kind of.
Do you want to go into more detail about that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, like, there's, like, 65.
Well, no, just talk about video game mods in general, not just on FNF.
Okay, got it.
You good? It's basically a video game that someone has
modified.
Correct. Were you looking for the full word?
Yeah, I was okay. I'm buffering right now.
It's a person who has coded and put together a change to the way the video game is played, a modification.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like how you screw around with the settings.
Correct. So it all starts with mod culture, which is particularly in the games like Skyrim, Resident Evil, and Grand Theft Auto. Around 2013 and 2014, the internet started to see Thomas the Tank Engine mods that replaced scary or serious game elements with, well, Thomas the Tank Engine. But it's not a friendly Thomas. He is stretched, deformed, oversized, and his theme music was distorted or playing in the wrong moment. And his smiling face, which once brought a lot of kids joy, became downright menacing when it was flying towards you during a zombie attack. So why did these mods become so popular? Basically, because it was part of just hilarious chaos.
Because, like, you know how kids like Thomas the Train?
When they're little, yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
They're gonna be like,
what the?
Yeah, yeah. So the first well-known Cursed Thomas mod was for Skyrim. So hold on a second. I'm going to explain to you what Skyrim is. Skyrim is basically it's all like dragons, like very Dungeons and Dragons.
Baldur's Gate?
It's like that, but Baldur's Gate is played more accurate to D&D. Skyrim was basically just like wandering around and like doing, like fighting and like doing
fantasy.
Like... Correct. Fantasy. Thank you. So it replaced... The mod people coded it where they replaced dragons with Thomas the Tank Engine.
Wow.
So imagine...
How imaginative.
It is imaginative because listen, imagine this. You're hiking through the mountains ready for an epic dragon battle. And then all of a sudden, you hear the Thomas the Tank Engine theme song. And it's growing louder and louder and louder until a massive blue smoke-spewing train with a grinning face comes spiraling down from the sky, hissing steam and breathing fire like a dragon.
You're like, dar?
It's both hilarious, it was horrifying, and it was completely viral gold. Like, it was absolute, people ate it up.
You're like, dar?
So let's talk about Thomas the Tank Engine just real quickly. Just real Thomas the Tank Engine. Thomas the Tank Engine is a children's TV show from the UK based on the book The Railway series and is set on a fictional island of Sodor and follows Thomas, a cheeky blue engine, and his friends as they transport passengers and cargo while learning life lessons. Episodes revolve around the themes like teamwork, responsibility, friendship, and problem solving.
Wow, it so much contribute to Bluey.
Well, that's the thing. Hold on a second. Because what you just said was slightly rude, but... Thomas the Tank Engine was very popular back when Mommy was a kid. Like, very popular. There was no Bluey when Mommy was a kid. We had things like Thomas the Tank Engine and Barney does not look the same way as it does now. But...
Yeah, they made a whole...
He's animated now, which is wild. Because when I was a kid, he was just like a physical
thing. He looks terrifying to me.
Yeah, I don't care for that. But anyway... So for you, it's a big joke because Thomas the Tank Engine's not as popular. It is still airing because, look, it aired from 1984 to 2021. So it was airing when you were young enough to watch it. It's just you never did. But back when Mommy was a kid, Thomas the Tank Engine was, like, solid. Like
gold?
I did not watch a ton of it, but, like, I know a lot of kids that did. And even, like, kids your age did like Thomas the Tank Engine because it was still on the television. You just didn't watch it. You were more of a Disney kid, so, like, yeah. Thomas wasn't Disney.
Yeah.
You strictly watched Disney when you were a kid, so.
I work strictly Disney.
Yeah. So this train played a major part in millions of people's lives. So introducing a flying Thomas the Tank Engine as a dragon mod was both random and very funny, especially because the people who were playing Skyrim at the time were grown-ups who, as kids, watched Thomas the Tank Engine. It would be like if you were an adult.
Like, hello, childhood.
Well, think about it. Exactly. So think about it. If you were an adult and you were playing a video game like Minecraft when you were an adult, and all of a sudden, Bluey came from the thing and crashed into your house, would that be funny to you?
Yeah, I would.
Exactly.
I would go ballistic.
Exactly. So... to break down why we have cursed Thomas, we have to open up our internet dictionary and go back to 2015 internet forum lingo calling something cursed. Because you call it corrupted, it was called curse back in the day. So simply put, a cursed image is intended to make a person question the reason for the image's existence in the first place. The term was coined on social media in 2015 and popularized the following year. So Thomas as a dragon, Mickey Mouse as a main zombie in Resident Evil, Barney in Grand Theft Auto, which is about like stealing cars. These are all examples of like just juxtaposition. They don't make sense. Like, how weird would it be to see Mickey as a zombie? It's cursed.
I would actually be kind of.
Well, you would think it was cool because you've looked up corrupted Mickey. But think about that. When you first found corrupted Mickey, you were like, "Why does this exist? That's crazy."
No, actually, I've seen a lot of.
But you know what I'm saying? When you first saw it, like the very first time.
Okay. Yeah, I was like.
So for you guys, corrupted is like our version of cursed. All of those were examples of juxtaposition, but do you know what the term juxtaposition means?
No.
Okay, I will give you the quoted definition. The fact of two things being seen or placed together with contrasting effect. So cute Mickey Mouse, horrifying zombie, mashed together, cursed, juxtaposition. Make sense?
Yeah.
So people started saying that Thomas was cursed, which led the creative minds on the internet to make the cursed Thomas images, and thus new creepypastas and new internet horror darling was born. So see how it all kind of snowballed together?
Yeah.
It entered meme horror culture, the kind of internet humor that blends laughter with genuine unease. People loved the cognitive dissonance, which is seeing a character designed to be gentle and soothing transformed into something monstrous and scary. Well, so that led to the fan art of evil Thomas hybrids. So with tentacles, horns, bloodshot eyes, creepypastas, and short horror stories imagining Thomas as a sentient engine with malicious intent. So this once sweet engine that taught us about teamwork was now bloodthirsty and scary. Creepypastas and animation where Thomas became the devourer of worlds, often Lovecraftian themes. It all sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, Killian, would you like a nice little creepypasta story about mods?
Yes.
Love that. This creepypasta is called Be Careful What You Mod For. Okay, listen. I don't usually talk about this. People think I'm trolling, but I swear this happened. It was a Saturday night. I was messing around on a modding forum, looking for something new to add to my horror game collection. After clicking next on what felt like hundreds of pages, I found it. A file labeled Choo Choo Thomas. Oh, hold on. A file labeled Choo Choo _ Thomas _ War _ Challenger .exe with absolutely no description, no reviews, no previous download history, just the note. They're waiting for you. I downloaded it. Of course I did. I hadn't played a Choo Choo Charles game in so long. This was the perfect opportunity for some nostalgia. I installed it to my test folder. The game booted like normal, but with no menu, just static. And then I saw a battlefield. In the center was a giant arena made of tracks and fog. On one side, Thomas, fully corrupted, mouth wide open, his friendly smile carved like it was made of meat. On the other side, Choo Choo Charles's mouth was open, spilling out steam and a mix of hissing and human screams. I leaned back in my chair, watching them fighting. Legit fighting. Biting, slashing, charging through loops of code. Then the screen glitched, froze, and a voice, not from my speakers, not in my headphones, a voice in my room said, "The challenger has arrived." My keyboard locked, mouse went dead. Then my screen turned black and flashed one line of code. Enter. I reached for the power button, but it was like my fingers didn't move fast enough. Suddenly I was there in the game. First person view, my body, my hands. The air reeked of oil and rust. I heard Charles skittering behind me. I ran. I ducked under the tracks. Thomas screeching past me like a bullet. And then I saw a large mirror with the words escape illuminated above it. I jumped towards it just as Choo-Choo Charles hooked my shoe with his spider leg. I kicked wildly as I clawed my way through the mirror. I could feel Choo-Choo Charles's rancid breath was over me as I placed my hand on the mirror. Everything went black. I woke up on the floor, gasping. The game? Gone. The file? Erased. My shoe? Ripped to shreds. Ever since, sometimes when my computer's off, I hear a whistle. Not cheerful, not friendly, just a low, hungry hiss. All I'm saying is, be careful what random mods you install on your games.
Wow.
Are you going to think twice next time you get a Minecraft mod?
Yeah. I'm not getting Dwellers now. I'm not getting Dwellers. I'm not getting the Dwellers mod.
What did you think of the story?
I liked it.
I liked it too. So what do you think of Choo-Choo Charles and Cursed Thomas?
I liked it.
I like the idea that the internet has created, that the internet sometimes works together in this way to create something cool and creepy. And like, it's just kind of cool when people can band together like that for something that's like, well, it's creepy, it's harmless, like it's cool.
Yeah, see, like, this is why I like looking at things on the internet. It shows what people's creative juices can
yes,
spill. But sometimes
right.
It can show bad things, but like
correct.
We can get
which is why we look
Google
at,
kids.
Which is why we Google things always with
parents.
Parents. We don't, there's no solo Googling
see,
in this
why,
house.
See, like, this is why we ask a grown-up before we send something
exactly.
to us.
Correct.
Because it might actually go to somebody else.
Sure. So the internet can be both a very cool place and a very dangerous place. We always have to make sure that we're smart. It's a little bit of both.
It's a little bit flaws, but most of it is creativeness.
Sure. All right. So which one do you think is scarier, Choo-Choo Charles or Cursed Thomas?
Choo-Choo Charles.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't know why, but that one seems scarier to me.
Yeah, it's like weird.
What's, if you had to pick one character, one sweet character to corrupt, to see a corrupted version of, which one would you pick?
Oh, I know.
Who?
I know.
Who?
I know.
Say it.
The family.
What family? Our family?
Yes.
We're not cartoon characters, but sure. That would be kind of cool.
You didn't say it had to be a cartoon character.
I did, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you again to our friends Wesley and Everly for suggesting Choo-Choo Charles and Cursed Thomas. I did not know about Choo-Choo Charles at all, so that was new to me. I liked that. And you got to talk about mods, which you do really like.
Yes.
So this was a great episode.
I finally
episode.
Get to pull my heart out of the world and bring it to other people. Finally.
Sure. If you guys have a cryptid or a creepy pasta or a cursed item or just anything creepy and weird and you want to send it to us, grab your adult, ask very kindly, as Killian said last episode or whatever episode, ask kindly.
This is a double episode.
We were recording two episodes in one day, yes. Ask your grown up kindly and send us an email. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching.